Welcome. Happy rainy Saturday. Well, if you're on this side of the planet where I'm in Lagos, Nigeria, it's raining. I don't really mind because I like rainy days on the weekends, to be honest. How are you doing? How was your work week? I hope you're gonna build in some time for rest and self-care over the weekend. I really won't have a choice myself because it looks like I'm dealing with some kind of flu. I started feeling the symptoms yesterday, but it's okay. We shall go at it with lots of lemon tea and hot tea and all things. But I woke up this morning with a thought, and it was about how we wait on God. And why sometimes it's so difficult to wait on the Lord, you know, to wait for Him to come through when we've prayed to Him for certain things. And maybe it's the foodie in me. I just started thinking about it, that waiting on the Lord as a Christian should really be, you know, like a fine dining experience. And let me explain what I mean. You know, when you hear about a good restaurant. Sorry, I needed to put off that noisy fan. You've heard about the restaurant, you know it's good. You've read reviews, you know people who've been there, and they're just wowed by the food and the experience and everything. And so you decide to go there for a meal. And you walk in there. You sit down. And everything is just as you heard. The ambience. The way you feel when you walk in. Is just as you had been told. Even better. So you sit down at your table and your waiter comes to you with a menu, or these days as it is, points you to the barcode to scan, and you place your order, and you're so excited because you know that the food is amazing. And because of the reviews you've heard, the reviews you've read, and even just because of the experience you've had so far as you've walked into that restaurant, you know that this is going to be good food. And so you place your order, the waiter goes away with your order, takes your drinks order, and then you're waiting for your food. When you're waiting for your food to come to you, are you stretching your neck to the kitchen to wonder what's taking so long? No, because you've read in the review that the timing of this restaurant is impeccable. You're waiting there in anticipation, enjoying the wait, because you know that what's coming is going to be very well prepared and you're going to have a fantastic time eating it. You're not waiting in fear because you've heard reviews, you've read reviews about the chef, the team that cooks in this restaurant, and you know that the food is good. You've not heard anybody say anything bad about the food, so you're confident that your order is going to be just as you want it. It's going to come just at the right time. And you're going to have an amazing time experiencing your order, the food that you've ordered. I think this is how we should always wait on God after we've prayed to Him about certain things in our lives. We shouldn't wait in fear. We shouldn't wait in doubt. We shouldn't wait trying to figure out the timing, because we know that the timing is going to be perfect And that if it's taking time, it's because the chef needs that time to make sure that our food is well done and well prepared and well seasoned. So it's not a punishment, it's actually a preparation for us to give us the best. And the same way we trust the chef because of his own skills and his expertise and everything you've read about him, isn't that the same way we should trust God? I mean, we have prayed to him, placed our orders, if you like. And because of everything we've read about him in the Bible, all the testimonies that we've heard about him and his love, all the testimonies that we ourselves have enjoyed, and the experiences we've had with God to date, we have so many proof points about God and his desire to bless us. So we don't have to wait for him in fear or doubt or anxiety, or thinking that because it's taking a bit of time, it means that he's ignored us or forgotten us. No, actually, he's preparing the best for us. So we should wait in anticipation. If you're like me, when I go to a restaurant, me, I like food. When I go to a restaurant, I'm always excited, looking forward to when I see that waiter walk towards me with my food and it's placed in front of me. It's such a better way, I think, to wait on the Lord for all that we've talked to him about. And this message is for everyone, especially my dear praying moms that I'm praying with in this month of September. I hope many of you would listen to this, because I know that you have so many prayer requests. We've seen them come in and all of that, but I pray that we would all learn to wait on God in a way that shows that we trust his love for us. And here's another thing. While we're waiting on God, let us also wait on him. This is what I mean. So in this instance of the fine dining experience, God is our quote-unquote waiter, right? We have placed an order to him and we're waiting for him to bring our food to us. How about we also take on the role of a waiter for God and ask him to place his own order with us? This is what I discussed with the praying moms this last Wednesday as we were praying. That as God is doing for us, let us also go to God and ask him, "Dear Lord, what would you like to order from my life? What would you like me to serve you on this fine, rainy Saturday, the 16th of September, 2023? Dear Lord, may I take your order, please? And dear sister and dear brother of mine, I assure you that as you wait on the Lord to bring forth his best from you out of that awesome quote-unquote kitchen where he's cooking up a blessing for you, if you take up your own waiter role and take on God's order that he placed in your life, I promise you, like I've been saying, as you take on God's business, he will mind yours. This walk, it can be enjoyed. We can enjoy our faith walk with God. It's all about perspectives. It's all about perspectives. And I think the overriding perspective that we must always keep, the overriding thought that we must always have about our God, is how much he loves us. So regardless of what is going on around you, dear one listening to me now, always hold on to the truth that God loves you and that he is right there by your side, and that walking with him can be beautiful, one of anticipation and excitement and confident joy, because you know that he's got you. Bless you. Stay lifted and hold fast to your saltiness. Enjoy your weekend. Ciao.